So there's these times in our lives when we get the right people at the right time. And these right people show up at the right time in our lives because who knows what, right? Because of how the universe works. And I just was with a few friends of mine just a couple of days ago. And one of them is a good friend of mine. I met her back in college, and she was actually the person who married me and my wife. And, you know, it just made me think about, you know, how we get these people in our lives and how we meet them at a time in our lives, you know, when I guess we need them the most, even though we might not realize it, right? And this is also true for people who are negative in your life, right? You know, it's not all about just you meeting good people all the time, right? Sometimes you have negative people in your life, but that doesn't mean, you know, negative things might happen, bad things might happen, absolutely. They might double cross you, they might backstab you, you know, they might manipulate you, whatever the case may be. But something is always gonna be born from it. Something good is always going to be born from it, depending on how you look at it. And so we get these people in our lives at the right time. And I don't know what made me really think about her, but you know, or this topic right now, but I just thought about like how she came into my life at a point when, you know, I feel like I needed her the most, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't know if she really realizes this, and I don't know if I ever really expressed this to her, but you know, it was one of those things where, you know, I was going to college, and at this point I had transferred into a four-year school, but I was a grown-ass man, right? Like, I had a full-time job and everything else. You know, it wasn't like the traditional route coming out of high school. So when I went in, you know, I was older. I was basically older than everybody else, right? And she was a little bit older, but she was like still around the same age range roughly as everybody else was. And you know, but you know, we just got to talking. We had a couple classes together, and like, it was really, she was just like really nice. She just like started like, you know, casually having a conversation with me one day, and next thing you know, we became really good friends. And then we moved in, we were roommates together, and then yeah, man, like it was kind of crazy, yo. Like, and then she became one of my really good friends. And one of the things I found so like precious, right, about like that particular friendship was that, you know, at that point in my life, like I said, I was older. I had a full-time job, right? I was a grown-ass man with grown-ass things to worry about, right? And I was like kind of between these two like opposite worlds, right? Like school, which was a little bit more carefree, and work, which was very structured. You know, I had bills, I had responsibilities, everything else I had to pay for. You know, I had built my little life up coming into this situation. And so, you know, at the time, you know, I kind of felt myself like feeling like negative a lot, right? Like I was feeling like super negative. You know, I was like, you know, I was feeling good, like I was happy about like some things. I really liked the school portion of things. I was doing a lot more like intricate photo work, and I was actually getting back into that part of like, you know, my life, right? The photo part, and then, you know, in the creative part. And then I had this other part where I was like at this job that was creative, but it was just like annoying, right? It just wasn't like fulfilling anymore. It was just like, you know, I just hated it. And you know, even though I never really showed it, I really did. But she was just like so positive, man. You know, like, and this is what I'm talking about with the right people at the right time. She was just so positive. She made me just feel really positive. She made me think about things completely different, man. You know, she was just like really carefree, like really go with the flow. And she was like, I feel like the version of the person I used to be before I had got caught up in all that nonsense. Like, and I'm not calling it nonsense. It was just part of my life. It was what I had to do, you know what I mean? But I guess the feeling inside of me, the thoughts inside of my mind, you know what I mean? Like, she came in at a time when, you know, I just wasn't like, she was like the old version of me. She was like happy-go-lucky, carefree. She was creative, like juices were flowing, you know what I'm saying? And like looking at her, I was like, man, damn, that's that part of me that I miss. You know, I miss that part of myself. And you know, so that friendship between me and her, man, like had just, you know, it just really helped me just a lot, man. It really helped me just, I don't know, you just never know, man. It's like right people at the right time, you know. And then you have the opposite side, you have the other side of the coin where you have like bad people who come in your life and bad things happen, you know what I'm saying? But we all learn from it, man. And I guess the lesson that I took away from having her friendship was, you know, it was like, don't worry, man. Be happy, you know, be loose, be free, you know, and let those, that's how those creative juices flow, you know what I'm saying? We both cope with things differently. You know, I was so used to having so much stress on my plate, man, that like stress wasn't even nothing to me, you know what I'm saying? She didn't really cope with stress that well, but she was able to let go way easier than I was. You know, I wasn't able to let go sometimes. You know, I was always like in like, you know, grind mode, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that old, you know, I don't know what you call it, but like I was just getting kind of like that different type of view of the world. I was like I said, I was stuck between two places. I was stuck between a place where like I was still able to dream and believe that something else was better. There was more to life, you know, there was more to be offered. And then I was stuck at another place where it was just like, yo, this is it. You got to try to, you know, this is what, you know, your life is looking like, you know what I mean? And I don't know, that's like kind of a depressing thought for me. And so, you know, her coming into my life just made me just feel like just so much better, man. And I was able to like loosen up and like really enjoy things. And, you know, yeah. And so that's why when I decided to get married to my wife, you know what I'm saying? I had her marry me, man. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you know, that's a whole nother story about the whole getting married thing. But, you know, yeah, man, you know, I just wanted everything to be special, man. You know, I like, you know, a lot of things in my life, I feel have a lot of meaning, man. And I try to always like represent that meaning in the things that I do, you know, and like, especially the things that I undertake, man. You know, I always wanted to have some type of meaning, some type of, you know, link, some type of symbolism to my life, man. And that was definitely it. And so here it was, another moment in my life where, you know, I was entering a new chapter. I had met my wife, man, and, you know, her coming into my life and giving me a perspective that did so many things. And so it was just kind of like representative of all those things and times in my life. So sometimes we just meet the right people at the right time, whether they're a good person, whether they're a bad person. We all learn something that we take away from them. So that was just what was on my mind today, man. And hopefully you enjoyed that. And, you know, until next time, people, peace.